Hi, Merritt. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Donison. Right? It sounds like you've got a picnic problem. That
well,
means
what?
That the problem is in chair, not in computer.
I don't know where the problem is, but...
Well, a picnic problem means that the person's having the problem, not the computer.
No, ma'am. It's the messenger
I'm giving
service.
You a hard time, Dr. Donison, right? Okay? It's a computer joke.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know computer jokes, so thank you.
Yeah. So I have seizure problems. I have millions of other nerve damage problems. I probably still have an infection in my jaw that we're still trying to prove. Next week, I get to go for an all-expense-paid trip for an EEG sleep study and a gynecology exam in the same day. So they're going to do both ends and see what's happening with my tumors. The problem I'm having, though, is a problem I've had since I was a child, is when I get sick like this, I can't regulate my body temperature. It has nothing to do with menopause, and I really get mad at the doctor that goes, oh, you're menopausal. No, it has nothing to do with it. It has to do with my medicine and the fact that I do a lot of natural medicine. I do an awful lot of cayenne pepper and an awful lot of menthol that offsets each other, and then we get to a point where my body can't figure out if I'm supposed to be hot or cold, and I shiver and sweat all through the night, and it breaks down the problems, and I go back to a new normal after I have another seizure. The problem is, though, is I've gone 3 months without a seizure, and I'm afraid to have another seizure, so I'm refusing to take any medicines that will cause a seizure, but I can't figure out, even when I go and scrub my hair when it's got tea tree oil in it and menthol, and then I'm sweating hot and freezing cold through the night. So I've gone without cayenne pepper all week long, even though in our Mexican family we're eating it all the time. But I don't know what to do to bring me back up to a new normal because I'm still shivering in the night and sweating at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's around my nerve areas, you know, the pains in my feet and my back are going berserk.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry you got all these health issues, ma'am. Now, a couple of things to think about. One has to do with seizures. Were you aware that, at least in children, and I'm pretty sure it would work in adults, the amino acid taurine in large doses is, number one, safe, and number two, since it's an amino acid which regulates electrical signals in our bodies, the amino acid taurine can really cut down on the numbers of seizures that children have.
How about messing up with the inositol that you told me to take?
Messing up what, ma'am?
Well, you told me to take inositol to help with my seizures and also the lithium. So how do I balance between the inositol, lithium, and now adding taurine to it?
Well, guess what, ma'am? There is no need to do any balancing, because as far as anybody knows, they don't mess with each other. They're all parts of what can be in the diet at one place or another, even though I said that wrong. Lithium is waterborne. So one can just simply add that in. It's not a matter of a balancing act. But that was about the seizure part. It's also, by the way, I know some folks who control heartbeat pitter-patters with just enough taurine, too. Really, because it's an electrical regulator everywhere in the body that electricity flows. So the heart and the brain are the two centers of all that. So that's one thing.
Well, you should have saw me after the meteorite hit here, by the way. I was wearing copper that day, and I actually felt the meteorite hit that night. I was in class pacing back and forth trying to figure out what I was feeling in class, and I had to pull off my copper socks and my copper armbands during class because felt it hit. It was hilarious. I had fun that night.
Okay. Well, now, besides the seizures, what was the other thing there, ma'am?
It's regulating my heat
of
my body.
Of course.
I can't seem to, in the middle of the night.
Yeah, ma'am.
You know, between my copper and everything else, I'm freezing and sweating at the same time.
Right.
It's a brain thing. My brain thinks I'm hot, and thus I sweat, and my body says, well, I'm freezing cold, turn up the heat.
Yeah. Have you checked on your body's ability to dilate blood vessels? And if we dilate blood vessels, of course, we get more blood flow and things regulate better. In other words, do you have nitric oxide test strips?
No, I've thought about buying them.
Well, I'd think again, because if you put one of those under your tongue first thing in the morning before you brush your teeth or anything and look at it, most of us find that we are not at all optimal on nitric oxide in our bodies. And as you know, nitric oxide is a natural thing that comes from beets, it comes from spinach, and we can get supplements at the health food store, which will increase our levels
too. Oh, I love
too,
beets.
If we want to. Yeah. Okay, well.
My husband gets mad at me with all the beets I eat.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, did you hear about the farmer's beet farmer's wife who got mad at him?
Huh. She beat him to death?
Good one! Yep, you're right on top of it. But actually, the other version of that story is that she served him dinner, and it was one beet sitting in the middle of a big plate. And the farmer looked at it, and he said, "That beats all."
That's good, yeah.
So,
you should tell what I did with my husband about asparagus that he can't stand to eat, and I fed him split pea soup that he thought was split pea soup, and it was all asparagus. It was hilarious.
Tricky. Well, we got folks waiting, so we best get back to stuff. You
Thank
get your
you
nitric
so much,
oxide.
Dr. Jonathan, right? I'll keep working on this.
Yeah,
by the way, it's springtime. That means I'm starting to make green ointment again, so I will stop
all
by
right.
your office and drop off a sample to you.
Well, thank you.
And you were interested in it.
Yeah, just drop off whatever information you got with it, too. Like, use this for putting on your nose or whatever. Thank you, ma'am.